Hello, you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. This is the third part of my five-part series on America's involvement in World War I. Today we will be discussing the Second Battle of the Marne as well as the German Armistice. Or another way to put that might be that we're talking about the end of World War I. Now, the Second Battle of the Marne ran from the 15th of July to the 4th of August in 1918. It was intended to be Germany's final major attempt at a breakthrough on the Western Front. Unfortunately, Germany had not planned for the ever-increasing United States troops arriving in Europe every single day. Now, the German High Command was pretty well aware that if they lost this final major offensive, that the war was pretty well lost at that point. History doesn't necessarily remember if the Germans were desperate at this point, but they were definitely exhausted from ongoing battles with France and Britain. Now, the Germans did make fairly elaborate plans to attack, but unfortunately they failed to conceal their intentions, and the front of the attack was suspected at least a week ahead of time. To quote the commanding general of the 3rd Division on the matter, "Although the rush of German troops overwhelmed some of the frontline positions, causing infantry and machine gun companies to suffer, in some cases, 50% losses, no German soldier crossed the road into the Western Front, except as a prisoner of war, and by noon of the following day, there were no Germans on the foreground of the 3rd Division sector, except the dead." The failure of this German offensive saw a counterattack by the Allies, rebolstered with American troops, that pretty much put an end to the war. The Germans were more or less forced to sign an armistice at this point. The Germans didn't really attempt to negotiate any points of the armistice, except for those that were actually impossible for them to fulfill. For instance, the armistice called for them to decommission more submarines than they actually possessed. There were 35 points to the armistice, but the major points were as follows. Germany needed to terminate all military hostilities on land or air within 6 hours of signing the armistice. They immediately had to remove all troops from France, Belgium, and Luxembourg within 14 days. They had to remove all German troops on the Eastern Front as well, that is Turkey, Austria, Hungary, and Romania, all the way back to German territory. The Germans were required to renounce their previous treaties with Russia and Romania. They had to intern their fleets. They had to surrender all of their submarines, and they had to surrender a lot of material. Over 5,000 cannons, 25,000 machine guns, 1,500 airplanes, 5,000 locomotive engines, and over 150,000 rail cars. Finally, they had to release all of their prisoners of war, specifically the French, British, and Italian prisoners of war. The German POWs would be released only after a proper peace treaty was signed. While the details for this armistice were getting worked out, the U.S. Army did not want to stop putting pressure on the Central Powers. They wanted to maintain pressure until the very last minute. There actually was quite a bit of concern that Germany would just continue fighting. For this reason, many artillery units continued to fire on German targets to ensure that, should fighting restart, they would be in the most favorable position. It's also likely that they didn't want to haul away all of their spare ammunition. Consequently, however, there were about 2,700 deaths on the last day of the war. As an example of how much pressure they wanted to keep on the Germans, there was an American U.S. Navy railway gun that timed its final artillery barrage to hit just a couple of seconds before the armistice would go into effect. Speaking of that armistice, we do actually celebrate the day it was signed. You might know it as Veterans Day. Some people call it Armistice Day. Now, obviously, this armistice was not very popular in Germany, and in fact, between the extreme burden suffered by the population of Germany during the 4 years of war and the strong impact of the defeat on the German Empire, the social tensions between the general population and the elite began to bubble over and ended up causing a revolution that lasted from 1918 until 1919. The German people would end up replacing their monarchy with a democratic parliamentary republic. Unfortunately, that democratic republic would not last too long either, but that is a story for another day. But that has been just a little bit about the Second Battle of the Marne, and more importantly, the German Armistice. Next time we'll be talking about the Treaty of Versailles. We might actually end up doing two parts on it. There is a lot to talk about. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, if you like these little history segments I do, you can find them online at kggfradio.com. Click on the Community tab or go down to On Demand, and there you can find a section about history. We've covered topics all the way from the Siege of Leningrad all the way down to George and Romero, so there's certainly something there that's interesting to you. And you are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.